Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And let me tell you what, people, in case you've been hiding under a rock somewhere, guess what we got today, baby? Game 7 in the NBA Finals. Man, oh man, have these two teams delivered. Unbelievable series, and yes, the best way possible to decide anything is with a Game 7. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
I am doing good, and like you said, the two best words in all of sports is Game 7. Two great teams going back and forth. I can't wait. My son's coming out. He's bringing his boys with him there, Andy. And so it's just going to be a bunch of guys just sitting around watching hoops, grilling, having a good time, and probably yelling at the TV. You know, we got 20-somethings coming to the house. So it'll be interesting, to say the least. But I'm looking forward to tonight in Game 7 for sure.
Yeah, man, that should be a lot of fun, actually, hanging out with Zach and company and checking out a great game between two teams that's been highly competitive. I'm in Payson, Arizona, man, taking a little break from that heat that you're still enduring, and I'm looking forward to watching it up here tonight. We're going to get out during the day and have some fun, get some exercise, and do all that stuff you got to do, but nighttime, baby, it's Game 7, man. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some baseball. We'll talk a little bit of hockey. Finish that up with the Stanley Cup with what happened. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. And by the way, you could be part of our program, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I believe we have the real John Poulter. So let's shoot out to the phones and let's hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Can't complain. I am up north right now, John. It's probably in the 60s this morning. The wind is blowing, whipping right through the cabin, and obviously it's a beautiful thing to get out of the Valley of the Sun when it's 100 and crazy out here. So taking advantage of the beautiful northern woods of Arizona and enjoying it, John.
Well, I'll tell you, today's the day when I'm the one that's suffering. You know, here I am at 11:15 on a Sunday morning, and it's 91 degrees outside, and it feels like 111 with the humidity. So today I've got Phoenix weather.
I feel for you, my friend. Speaking of
that, I
thought
I'd get that in before Mike put his 2 cents worth in.
No, good idea. And honestly, I think we both are feeling for you in a different way, as well as, you know, having to go through some tough weather right now. Edmonton, you know, it was a great four games of that series, and then I think Florida just kind of took over, and the strength and the depth, and obviously the goaltending was just unbelievable. How are you feeling about what happened with Edmonton?
Well, I'm disappointed for obvious reasons. Number one, in this day and age, it's always nice to see something from Canada stand up and be counted. But, you know, it's in 1993, I think, was the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup, when the Montreal Canadiens won it. So it's long past due, but, you know, looking at that series, I think Florida thoroughly deserving of the win. I was just looking at some numbers this morning, and this kind of sums it up for me. Edmonton conceded at least two goals in the first period of every game, so they played catch-up for pretty much the whole series. They were undisciplined for the whole series. Their style is to try and outscore people, and when Draisaitl and McDavid are controlled as well as Florida controlled them, you know that that's going to be an issue. We also talked about the fact that Edmonton's weakness, if they had one, was at the back end. And I think that really showed up in this series with the way that Florida played. They took the Edmonton game away, which is skating, passing, and speed, and they just forced the game to the boards, which is the Florida strength. And you know, I looked at the stats, and in game one, Edmonton led for 9 minutes. In game two, they led twice, once for 2 minutes and one for 15. So in the first two games, Edmonton led in the game for a total of 26 minutes. They never led in game three, game four, game five, or game six, and they were never ahead at the end of regulation time. So I think a six-game series for Florida is probably a pretty well-deserved result.
Good morning, John. I'm certainly not going to feel bad for you for having 91 degrees today. I know that's out of the norm. I think we're going to be 97 today. It's been like 112, 113. So 91 sounds really, really good. And Andy's up there in 60 degree weather, so we'll just leave it at that. Look, my question is simply this: you know, Moving forward with the NHL, you have the draft coming up. You got free agency right along the horizon here. For Edmonton and for Florida, what do you think the plans are in terms of how they go after or how they attack the draft? How do they attack free agency?
Well, I think in terms of the draft, it's probably the easier question to answer because both teams are in a position where they really don't need a lot of immediate help. So they're going to be drafting for somebody 2 or 3, maybe 4 years down the road, and they're going to have late picks. So they're not going to get any of the prime candidates out there. These teams are strong, so a late pick isn't really going to hurt them. In terms of Edmonton, I think what they have to do is shore up the back end, and that probably includes some kind of an upgrade in goaltending. And I don't say that from a standpoint that I think either goaltender played really badly. I just don't think they did a very good job of helping the goaltenders out. But when you get to a championship series and you're at game six and you don't know who your starting goaltender is, that to me is a real panic sign, and I think the Oilers have to do something about their goaltending. Their biggest challenge is going to be doing that within the salary cap because they've already got a whole bunch of high-priced players signed to long-term contracts, many of them with no movement clauses. So I think they're going to be somewhat restricted. In terms of Florida, they've got three key free agents, being Ekblad, Marchand, and Sam Bennett, all of whom played pretty crucial roles in that championship season. They have to find a way to fit those guys in under the cap because anybody else is going to be looking for a raise as well, given that they've participated in a championship. So I think Florida's biggest challenge is really going to be managing their current roster and retaining as much as they can while fighting the salary cap.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL Stanley Cup Finals, the results of obviously not the outcome John, myself, or Mike wanted, especially for you, John, just because I figured they're running it back. You know, they were had last year by Florida. Maybe they could get Florida this time around. Just out of curiosity, any way in hell they could win three straight? I mean, like you said, it'll be about kind of keeping guys together and all that, but they seem to have a hell of a team, John, and if they can keep it in line, three-peat? Could we really be talking about a three-peat potentially?
I think we could, but you know, as we've often said, just like Major League Baseball, the NHL season is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And Florida kind of proved that this year because they were the third best team in their division. They started every game in the playoff, every series in the playoffs on the road, and they still won the championship in fairly easy fashion. So this is a team, when it gets it together and is healthy, is probably as good as any team we've seen in the last 10 or 15 years. Lots of depth. It's well coached. It's well balanced. They've got a little bit of everything, and they've got that ability to choke teams and shut them down, as we saw with Edmonton. And if you can shut down an Edmonton-style offense, you've got a pretty good chance of shutting down anybody. And we all know that, for the most part, defense wins championships in most major sports. So I think from that standpoint, they've got an excellent chance to win three. But, of course, like every other champion, they've got a huge target on their backs when next season starts.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how everything shakes out. I'm just going to kind of put this together, and hopefully it makes some sense. You know, I was really hoping we'd have two Game 7s, John. You know, a Game 7 in the NHL and a Game 7, which we did get later on today in the NBA. They're just so special, right? Like, I got to get your take on a Game 7. How special could that have been?
It could have been really special, but you know, the way that Florida dominated those last two games, even if somehow Edmonton had managed to pull out Game 6, I don't think too many of us would have been overly confident of what the Oilers could do going into Game 7. Even though the game was at home, the emotions obviously take over, and Florida was such a good road team. I think they won 11 of their 16 playoff games on the road. At least 10. I think it might have been 11. So when you've got a team that's that good and plays that well on the road, you got to think that if there was a Game 7, Florida would have felt pretty confident going into that game as well. So I still think that if it had gone to Game 7, we might have been disappointed as Canadians that the Oilers didn't pull it out.
Would it have been worse if you lost in 7 than you lost before that? I guess that's the final question I got for you on that.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, when a series goes 6 or 7 games, you can be pretty certain that your team has given it its best effort just to get that far, especially in the last series of the year. I think everybody would have been disappointed. Might have been a little bit more heartbreaking for the Oilers and those in Edmonton, but overall, I think the right team won.
Yeah, great stuff, John. We'll pick up on the other side, and we'll switch gears. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Hanging out with our professor of sports right now, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we do talk NHL hockey, but we also talk some Major League Baseball. And that's where we're at right now. Fellas, I'm going to run through like I always do. I'll go through the American League. I'll go through the National League, and we'll figure this thing out. The Yankees still on top. However, your Blue Jays are right there, a game and a half back. And ultimately, they were on a pretty bad skid. I'm talking about the Yankees. I think they lost 7 of 8 or something like that. Finally figured it out, got a W. So they're back on top, feeling okay about themselves. However, Toronto right there, right there, man. They're right on their heels, which is good to see. Actually, I'm sorry. I meant the Rays. My bad, guys. But Toronto is behind them, and they're not that far behind, which is actually, you know what? I want to bring this up. Kind of crazy because the Rays started out pretty poorly. They weren't doing so well. They were like, you know, just above the Orioles. And now they're right there, which I think that's something to watch. I'll be honest with you, John and Mike. Excuse me. I think that's something to definitely watch with the Rays, with how they've picked it up over the last couple few weeks. And then, like I was saying, your Toronto Blue Jays, they're right there. They're 3 games back, which is pretty awesome because they've obviously stepped it up quite a bit. The Detroit Tigers, they continue to rip it up. Now that lead has grown, guys. It's 8.5. So the Tigers are looking like they're in cruise control early, which maybe good, maybe bad. We'll find out. Houston picking it up. I like what they've done. They've really picked it up. 5-game lead now over the Mariners, who that's another one of Mike's teams who he's hanging on to. So we'll see how that all plays out. But Rangers, 6 games back, still within reach. But Houston looking like they're starting to figure things out. The Mets and the Phillies, right there, man. They're neck and neck, guys. And then the Braves are 10 games back, which none of us saw coming, but it's the reality of the situation now. Looking at the Central, Chicago's on top, but this thing is getting tighter. My Brewers are starting to play better. Yelich is hitting the ball. Like, they're starting to come around, John. They're hitting. They scored 17 runs, then they scored 9. They blanked the team, 9-0. Like, I think they might be starting to find their groove, which it only took 70-some-odd games to do, but that's okay. And then, you know, the Cardinals are right there too. So we can't sleep on this division right now. And actually, this is kind of crazy. I got this crazy thought in my head right now. And John, you can tell me if I'm onto something or not. But right now, the Central and the National League might very well be the best division in all of baseball when you really look at how all these teams are playing at this current moment, which gets me to the National League West, where I've always been pretty big on, you know, the four teams that are there with the Dodgers, San Francisco and San Diego and obviously our Diamondbacks. But and the Diamondbacks are still over 500. So there's another division where you got four teams that are, you know, pretty darn good. But the Dodgers leading the way 3.5 games ahead of everybody else. I think things are starting to really come through here, John, and we're starting to see the cream of the crop rise to the top.
I think we are in a lot of cases, Andy. You know, I would kind of question your thoughts on the National League Central being the most competitive division. We've kind of criticized the American League East a number of times over the last few weeks for mediocrity. But if you look at the wild card standings this morning, the three wild card teams would be Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Boston. So that would put four of the six teams in the American League postseason out of one division. So, you know, maybe that tells us that the American League East is getting to be a pretty interesting division too. But you mentioned the Rays, and you know, you've often talked about the Cubs doing things with smoke and mirrors, and here's something to keep in mind with the Rays. Notwithstanding how well they have played, they are playing away from their home stadium. As we know, they're playing in the Yankees spring training facility this year, and because that stadium is open air, the schedule this year has been very imbalanced to give the Rays a good chunk of home games at the start of the year and a bunch of home games at the end of the year, and to get them on the road in the Florida heat of July and August. And yes, they've been playing really well, but as we sit here this morning, the Rays have played 49 games at home and only 28 on the road. That has to help them in terms of where they are at the moment, and depending on how you look at being away from home in the Florida heat, I don't know whether that helps them or not, but it means they're going to be on the road a heck of a lot more in the next couple of months than they have been. So I think that's something we need to keep in mind. Looking at the Central, you talked about the Tigers and talk about being home and cooled out, but they've got an 8.5 game lead, and that's after losing their last three games. So that tells you how strong the Tigers have been. That race in the National League East is getting really interesting. The Mets and the Phillies now tied with a 10-game lead over Atlanta. I haven't looked at the schedule yet to see how many times those two teams play each other over the course of the season, but I think that's going to get very interesting. I agree with you, the National League Central, extremely competitive. I'm a little surprised that the Dodgers only have a 3.5 game lead, quite frankly, in that National League West. We've heard so many times how good that Dodger team is. You'd have to think that they would have a bigger lead than 3.5 at this point.
That's the voice of John Poulter. Go ahead, Mike.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. John, it was I'll say it was a bit of a tumultuous week for my son, Zach, who is a huge Red Sox fan. When he saw the trade of Rafael Devers to San Francisco, I can't say what he said because it's not family friendly for this show, but my question is simply this: with the Devers trade, who screwed that up more? Is it Red Sox management, you know, upper management, or is it Devers, or is it maybe a combination of the two?
I think it's a combination of the two. I think Devers should have, the management should have informed him when they were going to sign, or at least spoke to him about the fact that they were in negotiations with Bregman, and if we sign Bregman, there may be a position change for you. I think there's a communication issue there. I look at Devers' attitude, and you know, I kind of wonder what kind of signals he sent by, first of all, balking at going to DH, and then when he was given a chance to play in the field after the first baseman was declared out for the season, he kind of said, you know, go do your jobs and find somebody. I suspect that that was the last straw. To me, it appears that the Red Sox did not like his attitude. I think that they found a taker for his contract and as a result took a lesser return on that trade. And I think the big issue here for the Red Sox is that I believe Bregman has an opt-out after the end of this season. And if he decides to opt out and sign someplace else, they may need Devers as a third baseman. But a very odd trade when you look at the return on it. None of the four guys they got in that trade are currently on the major league roster. One is on the 15-day injured list. That's Jordan Hicks. But Harrison's got sent to the minors, and the other two guys, their prospects, they're well down in the system. This, to me, did not sound like a regular season trade. This, to me, almost appeared like a July 31st trade of an upcoming unrestricted free agent from an also-ran team to a contender. I just found it was a very strange deal. I thought they should have got back more. If Devers plays well in San Francisco and his attitude improves, I think the Giants have won this big time.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. And, you know, it's like weird stuff happens, right, when you trade somebody and then they get the opportunity to splash home runs on you. It's it can be kind of gut-wrenching when you think about it, to be honest with you. And, you know, good for Devers going out there and just competing, right, and having a big play against his former team. You got to, in all honesty, you got to love that about him. So what do you think of my Brewers? I want to end it with this because I do feel like they're playing better, John, and I do think they're about to make a pretty good move. Are they competitive in the sense of that they could come out of the National League? What do you think?
They're extremely competitive. I don't know whether they're better than the Mets and the Phillies. We probably can be certain they're not better than the Dodgers. If all three of those teams remain healthy, I think the Brewers are going to have a tough time. I still think, you know, Mike's going to hate me for this, but I still think the Cubs are going to come back to the pack, although I look at the loss standings this morning and, you know, we've talked about how good the Tigers are. Tigers have lost 30 games. The Cubs have only lost 30 games as well. So Cubs are obviously playing pretty good baseball. I think a lot of that is going to come down to the interdivision play between those three teams over the course of the year.
Who do you got in the NBA Finals tonight, John? It's Game 7. You got to have a little opinion.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, as you know, I don't follow basketball, anything close to what you guys do, but it might be worth looking in simply because it's a Game 7.
Absolutely. Have a great day, John. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, take care, guys. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, talking in Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, and a splash of some NBA, man. We got to do it. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back here on the other side on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. 40 minutes have almost gone by in the program. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I just got a question for you before we get to the NBA Finals. And we just didn't have time with the professor of sports, John Poulter, to ask him. That rivalry between the Dodgers and the Padres, man, I've been to those games. It is quite the intense rivalry. What do you think about all these guys getting plucked at the plate, benches clearing, you know, all that kind of stuff? How does that strike you?
Here's how it strikes me, my friend. I don't look at it as a negative. I look at it as these guys are competitors and they want to win and they're playing at the highest level. And, you know, things get testy. Things get a little ugly at times, right? But you have to stay tough. You have to stay mentally tough through all this stuff. So when guys are getting plunked, you know, it's up to the next guy to go up there and make them pay for that plunk, right? Like, you know, if you get a guy on base, you have an opportunity to knock that guy in. So I don't necessarily look at, you know, all the things that we're seeing right now in sports. You know, we can even talk a little bit about the W with what they're doing to Caitlin Clark a lot of games, man. Like, it's on the same level here, okay? These guys are highly competitive, and they want to win. And you know what? I think for a long time we've been going through a lot of sports where people are giving each other their damn jersey. Like, what the hell is that crap, bro? Okay, so like I'm okay with things getting a little testy, and I'm okay with people not being in love with each other. Like, you're out there to compete. You're out there to play at the highest level. You're out there to win, right? Like, at the end of the day, man, you're out there to win. So. Yeah, I like it, actually, Mike. I like when we have this kind of thing going on in sports where there's competitors playing against each other and having that desire and that want to win and that will and that drive to win. So there's nothing bad about it, if you ask me. You know, maybe it looks ugly, and you know, maybe you know, guys are doing some throwing punches and things like that, and it gets a little out of hand. But again, at the end of the day, what is the root of this problem? Competitiveness. So we live in a highly, highly competitive world in every way, shape, and form. So why would we think it'd be any different on the fields of play, right? Like, think about it. So I love it, man. And think about the NBA Finals, man. It's gotten chippier and chippier every game. So it's just life. You know, when you have that relationship, you know, like, these guys have this relationship against each other, and they're feeling each other out for four or five or six or seven games now, right? And you don't want to give in to them. So I love seeing highly competitive people going out there and acting the part, Mike.
Very good. You and I
we're on the same page with a lot of stuff, and we're certainly on the same page with this. And I'll say one thing. I do when they plunked Ohtani, I was like, oh, okay, we're going to go after the biggest name in baseball right now. I do like how Ohtani handled it. Like, he didn't like charge the mound. He didn't do anything like that. He was trying to make peace and the whole thing. And then, you know, you look at, like you said, the WNBA, you know, what happened to Caitlin Clark against the Connecticut Sun, getting body checked and thrown on the floor. She walked away, but in the end, she got back at him by hitting big shots and kind of screaming right back at him. You know, and that is what you are saying with the competitiveness. And I don't mind the chippiness. I actually like it. I have always said to anybody that listens, I like trash talk. I like chippiness. And you had mentioned, you know, people are exchanging jerseys. I can't imagine back in the day when I know it sounds like a get off the lawn kind of comment right here, but when we were growing up with Magic Bird and Jordan, Barkley, you know, Ewing, all those guys, I can't imagine those guys exchanging jerseys at the end of the game and smiling and stuff. They wanted to beat the brakes off of whoever they were playing. They're playing each other. They wanted to break, you know, just beat them into the ground, beat them into submission. And that's what made those players great. So I just wanted to get your take on all that and just see where you stand. But yeah, you and I are on the same page, my man.
Look, we're old school to a lot of degrees, right? And ultimately,
right.
You know, the guys back in the day that you're talking about, the Larrys, the Michaels, the Magics, the Isaiahs, the Bill Laimbeers, I think they had this mutual respect for each other, you know, with this competitive idea in their head. But at the end of the day, nobody wanted to back down to anybody. And I think that's we've lost that, man. Like we really have.
Right.
We've kind of lost that, and to a certain degree, maybe it's coming back with all the stuff that we've seen a little bit happening in the recent months and the recent weeks with people getting a little bit, you know, upset and angry and going out there a little bit more fiery. So I have no problem with it, Mike. I'll be honest with you. We're again in life. We are highly competitive about something. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever makes you tick, right? You're highly competitive about that. And that's different for each and every individual out there. These people have been trained and they've been playing out their childhood dream their whole life. And you know, you think about what we're about to embark on later today in a game seven. You know, I hear these guys talking about it. And quite frankly, man, I don't know if you were this way, but I was the same damn way as all these guys. I'd be out in the driveway. I'd be playing with my boys. I'd be hanging out in the yard, right? I'd be playing football with the guys. And the last play of the game, you were doing that in your head, right? You were counting down 3, 2, 1, and you take that shot and you would hit that shot or you'd miss that shot, right? And you had this feeling that you could do something so special. And these guys have this big moment right now to live out their childhood dream, bro. Like, that's, to me, sports are so cool like that, okay? You have this opportunity of a lifetime right in front of you for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's 26 and could be the face of the NBA. You have Tyrese Haliburton, who nobody wants to give him his credit where his credit is due, and the dude is special. The guy is a superstar. And no, he doesn't blow you away every game with 35 points like Shai Gilgeous does, but he is the straw that stirs the pot, and he is absolutely freaking magnificent, man. So I think that these are special moments, these are special times, and you have to embrace what you are about to maybe accomplish, and you know what, if you don't accomplish that, You didn't fail, man. Like, that's the other part of this. You did not fail, because John said something pretty important in when I asked him about, you know, losing in seven games. And he said, you know, six, seven games. At the end of the day, you know what? You've put your heart out there. You've put your heart and your soul and your body of work into this. And you know what? You fell that short, right? Like, did you really lose? No, you didn't lose, because you beat everybody else that out along the way. But there was one mountain that you just couldn't climb, right? So yeah, man, I love sports, and I love what it brings out in people. It brings out the best and it brings out the worst, and you could bring out the best and the worst all in one game. Like, you know, so here's the other thing, man. Every single game is a new chapter. So what happened in game six doesn't mean anything coming into game seven, man. It's just, dude, there is so much riding, and there is so much on the line. And this is just, we haven't had a game seven since 2010 in the NBA, man. Like, we really need to embrace this moment and just enjoy what we are going to see later on today, because it doesn't happen that often, and it's extremely special. And the guys that are in this moment, man, I'd like to be them. That's what I'm really trying to say, Mike. Right. I would love to be these guys tonight, playing in front of millions and millions of people and having the opportunity of a lifetime to get a chip. How awesome is that? Come on, man.
No, yeah, it is awesome. And at the very least, for me, I'd want to be in the arena just to see it, just to experience the fans, the pressure. You know, we always talk about, you know, pressure breaks pipes, right? And, you know, you make diamond, pressure makes diamonds, and they're going after a diamond tonight. They're going after that ring, that chip, in Oklahoma City tonight. So, it's going to be, I think this is going to be a really good game. I do. There's plenty of people that think it's going to be a blowout, that OKC is just going to come home and just run roughshod. You know, like you said, every game's a different chapter. And, you know, what happened in game six doesn't necessarily have a carryover to game seven, because the situation in the context of game seven is different from game six. So yeah. it's gonna come down to role players, you know, a possession here or there. I think this game is like it's a 3 to 5 point game win at the end of the day, and I'm looking forward to it. My son just texted me and says, "Dad, this is the last day that our beloved Celtics get to be champions."
Yeah, that's true.
I laugh, but I was like, yeah, it's true. And like I told our producer, I said, hey, only one team gets to be happy at the end. This year, it just wasn't your team or my team. It's one team, and it is what it is. And I like that fact about the world of sports.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to give you one more quick story before we take another break and we wrap up this hour. Look, man, I heard what you said about, you know, game seven and living in the moment. Well, I got that. I got to live in that moment a few years back. And I was at the NBA Finals when the Bucks were playing the Phoenix Suns. And I'm telling you what, man, it was one of the greatest feelings in my life to obviously have the Milwaukee Bucks win that. But to see a game of that kind of intensity and that kind of importance and to be there in the building for that atmosphere and that electricity, bro, it was absolutely freaking magnificent. And at the end of the day, it was more magnificent because, yes, my Milwaukee Bucks got that chip, and I got to live out my dream of seeing an NBA championship in my lifetime. So let's take a break. We'll wrap up the hour. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All righty, welcome back in, people, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on that X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Couple things I want to just throw at you before we get out of here this hour, and then obviously hour two coming up, and we'll dive into the NBA Finals very heavily, obviously, in hour two, and a few other things that are on my mind. We do need to talk about where Kevin Durant is potentially going to land. We need to talk about and put this to bed about Giannis, because he ain't going anywhere. I've been saying that for a long, long time. We probably need to dive into the Bane situation, Desmond Bane, where he got traded. I think that was a good move, to be honest with you. And a lot of people questioning the draft picks and this and that and the other. But ultimately, man, there's a lot to discuss. We can also talk a little NFL if we'd like to. We can get into golf. We can get into tennis. We can get into whatever you want. Wimbledon is literally right around the corner too, so that's pretty cool stuff. But ultimately, man, I do want to dive into some of those things in the NBA and try to figure out what we think may or may not happen. Just an initial thoughts from you before we get to a break. Kevin Durant is most likely gone. I mean, he's gone from Phoenix, but a few different destinations, and I think Houston would be a really, really good option, but Miami and San Antonio and the Minnesota Timberwolves are kind of getting in that. I think that's interesting. What say you, real quick?
I think his destination is going to be Houston. They have the assets to do this. I just think the best fit would be Houston.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, man, but thinking about him and Ant-Man in Minnesota, that might be kind of fun. We got to take a break. Hour one in the books, hour two's on the horizon. A lot of NBA, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. On the court, NBA Finals action. The Indiana Pacers force a Game 7, tying the series with an at-home W 108-91 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. At one point, the Pacers had up to a 30-point lead over the Thunder, Indiana having six players scoring in the double digits. Game 7 back in Oklahoma, set for June 22nd. More basketball action. A pair of games on the WNBA scoreboard. The Mercury on the road defeat the Liberty 89-81, and the Valkyries at home defeated the Fever 88-77. America's favorite pastime, baseball, saw lots of action on the scoreboard. Twins on the road against the Reds win big 12-5. Nationals get a W by one over the Rockies 4-3. Yankees win over the Angels 7-3. Tigers at home take it over the Pirates 9-2. Cardinals W over the White Sox 5-4. Brewers win over the Cubs 8-7. Rangers lose to the Royals on top 4-1. Diamondbacks win over the Blue Jays 9-5. Giants over the Guardians 2-1. Phillies win against the Marlins 2-1 as well. Braves defeat the Mets at home 7-1. Orioles on the road against the Rays take it 4-1. Athletic defeat the Astros 6-4. And the Padres out on top over the Dodgers 5-3. Stay up to date on all things sports. And for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents this date in sports history.
And Lewis looks like a man about to fall.
In 1936, it was more about fascism versus democracy. German boxer Max Schmeling KOs Joe Louis in 12 rounds at Yankee Stadium.
The fight's all over. It's one of the great upsets. And the huge underdog from Germany, Max Schmeling, is declared the winner. And scenes of pandemonium in New York.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and believe me, people, my two favorite words in sports are Game 7, and that's what we've got later on today, baby. The Indiana Pacers going to Oklahoma City to play the Thunder, where the Thunder have been really, really good, and they're really good after a loss. I don't think they lost more than twice in a row throughout the whole season. Would it be interesting to see them lose twice in a row to end the season, or would it be more interesting to see them be able to figure it out one more time and not lose two straight? So, a lot riding today, Mike Wilson. Game 7 is here, brother. I'm excited. How about you?
Yeah, Game 7 is here, and I'm excited as well. It's just, we got two teams that are going to win their first NBA championship tonight. And, you know, there's a very special feeling about that. Oklahoma City is going to be, I'm sure the city is rocking already, alive and stuff, and here's one thing that we can talk about on the other side, Dorf. Scott Foster, the referee, he will not be doing the game, you know? So we can talk about that if you want.
He won't be doing the game? I thought I saw a report that he is doing Game 7. He's not?
No, he is out.
You know what? We may have ourselves a great game tonight, Mike Wilson. This is something to talk about. This is amazing, baby. The Pacers have a chance. Let's go. I got to take a break. I'm kidding around, people. Mike, let's take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. Great news about Game 7, everybody. No Scott Foster? I mean, come on, man. That is awesome. And I don't mean to, like, bag on a guy, but holy cow, man. The other night, I was wondering what the heck he was calling out there. And a little bit of both ways, but obviously more so toward the Pacers. But, hey, it is what it is. James Capers, Josh Tiven, and Sean Wright will be the guys going tonight. Scott Foster is out. I believe he 18 NBA Finals. It's ended, man. Good news. Like, seriously, I'm not making light of this, man. And I'm not joking around. There's a reason why this dude is not officiating Game 7, people. Nobody wants anybody talking about Scott Foster and his phantom calls. I think this is a great move for the NBA. I think this is a great move for these two teams playing today. Wow, that's good news, Mike Wilson. If you can't tell, man, I'm ecstatic about this, bro. No Scott Foster officiating Game 7. I think the Pacers have a legitimate shot now, man. I really do. Pacers got a shot.
Well, I thought, you know, for me, I thought they had a legitimate shot anyways. Anytime you get to a Game 7, you just never know what's going to happen. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff surrounding Scott Foster, and you kind of alluded to it with, you know, the NBA doesn't want fans of either, you know, of either Indiana or Oklahoma City talking about, oh my God, this missed call or that call and what was he thinking and that kind of thing. And I mean, look, and you talk, and I've seen a lot, I've kind of been looking at this and kind of looking up stuff on Scott Foster a little bit in terms of what coaches say, what GMs have said about Scott Foster. There's a lot of people in the league that consider Scott Foster one of the best referees, if not the best referee, in the league. But there are certainly times where you look at Foster and you go, what are you looking at? There's nothing there, or how could you not call that? Type of thing. And I don't think the NBA wants any of that. I think to a certain extent, people in the upper echelon of the NBA, have been paying attention to NBA Twitter and NBA Reddit and all the stuff that's being said. And they do not want a part of this, with Scott Foster and what could come out of this. If he was in the game. So,
yeah.
Like you, man. Look, hey, Indiana, they got a legitimate shot. Oklahoma City has a legitimate shot. It's just, how is this? It always comes down when you get this far in the playoffs, Andy, and you know this, how is this game going to be refereed? Because, you know, there are some things that Indiana does or had fouls, at least in my opinion. They got fouled, but there's no call. Then you go the other end, and there's Shea Gilgeous Alexander, you know, pushing off, traveling, that doesn't get called for him creating space and stuff and, you know, yeah, living up to the whole idea that he's a free throw merchant and he's a foul baiter type of deal. So I'm gonna be very interested to see how this game is gonna be refereed. Are they gonna kind of call it tight? Are they gonna let them play, or is it gonna be somewhere in the middle? But I think for Scott Foster and the NBA just didn't want any of the smoke that could come from it if Scott Foster made a controversial call or two.
I'm right there with you. All right, so we'll get into the matchup between the Pacers and Oklahoma City here in a little bit, and we'll dive more into how difficult it is to officiate Shea Gilchrist-Alexander, because it does seem like 99.9% of the time he absolutely gets the first bump and knocks people pretty much off the block,
offline,
and creates that space, right, for himself. And then if they go back to try to defend him, that's when they wind up getting called, and it may or may not be the right call. But I want to talk about how they both got here first, and then we'll get into the matchup a little bit more. So let's take the Pacers first, right? They beat the Bucks in 5, and this was the start of some of these amazing comebacks, right? Because the Bucks were winning, and it looked like they were going to force a game 6 back in Milwaukee. It did not go that, or I'm sorry, game 5 was in, yeah, no, I'm right. It was game 5 was on the road. They were winning, and they had the blunders at the end of the game. Gary Trent Jr. lets the ball go between his legs, right? We remember all this stuff. It was heartbreaking for me, but at the same time, it taught me a lot about this Indiana Pacer team, because they just didn't quit. And that's when I was like, okay, this team just, they don't quit, man. They're just there, and they're going to be in these games. So they beat the Bucks in 5. Then they beat the Cavaliers, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, another 5-game series. And the Cleveland Cavaliers were awesome throughout the regular season, come into the postseason a little bit banged up, right? So, you know, people kind of knocked what the Pacers did there too. And they kind of knocked what they did against the Bucks, because the Bucks really, let's be honest, man, the Bucks really weren't a team that we were talking about, especially since we knew what happened with Dame and everything. And so the Bucks were right. Like, we weren't really giving the Pacers their love and their props, at least in my opinion, nobody was. I knew they were good by watching them. But again, they had these amazing comebacks, right, against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they just kept doing what they did. Now you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, right? And they beat the New York Knicks, right? And again, like, they wins game one and two, not just one. They win the first two games on the road. And that's the other thing that we learned about the Pacers. Like, they play really well on the road, and they're good, and they just don't quit, right? But the way that they beat the Knicks, you know, by wearing them down and just kind of giving them too many guys, like, ultimately, man, you know, Brunson was good, obviously, you know, but wasn't enough. Like, they just throw the kitchen sink at you, man. They got so many dudes, right, that just keep coming. And now we're here. We're at game seven with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And this has been a really compelling series, man. I'm sorry, but I know that people, right, thought potentially a sweep or a gentleman sweep for the Thunder. And, you know, I kept saying no, that this is much closer. And I think this is going to be a back and forth series, and it's 6 or 7 games. And now we're here at that 7th game. And honestly, man, I feel like it's poetic justice. And this is the way that it should be. How do you think the Pacers and their run, man? What do you think? Pretty impressive. They had to get through some really, really good teams, in my humble opinion. What say you?
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me. Hell yeah. They had to get through some great teams. I think getting through the Bucks, and granted, the Bucks were banged up, man. You don't have Dame that can kind of limit what you do. For sure. Then you step up and you take out Cleveland, the top seed in the East. You know, and people are like, well, they were banged up too. You know what? Who cares? Their path is their path. And that's not an Indiana problem. That was a Cleveland problem. But how they took care of it, took care of the Cavaliers and came back and won games, that a lot of people are like, they had no business winning that game. But you look at those people that said that and be like, but you know what? They won it. They stuck around. And I sit there and go, the longer they hang around today, Andy, the longer that they're within reach, who knows what Oklahoma City is going to be able, you know, are they going to get tight, and Indiana's just going to be playing free and free will.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care what anybody says. All the pressure is on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are supposed to freaking win this thing, people. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about how the Thunder got to this point in the NBA Finals. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you want to talk about the NBA Finals or whatever the hell's on your mind. It makes no difference, man, because whatever's on your mind is always on my mind. 1-800-878-7529. I'm drinking my coffee this morning, Mike, and it's a good coffee. It's a good blend I got going. You can get at us a couple of different ways.
You drink that poison?
Oh, I love it, man. I'm drinking a brand new style this morning, man. I've got mint chocolate. I don't even know what it's called. Mint chip or something like that. And it's absolutely freaking fantastic. So,
dear
I don't know.
Lord.
I got this.
Okay.
Well, I got this Dunkin' Donut stuff, and it's like I don't even know. Like I'm telling you, man, mint chip chocolate or something. It's fantastic. And then you mix a little bit of this other stuff in it, and it makes it even better. So, anyways,
what's the other stuff?
I don't know exactly what it is, but you just mix it in, and it just gives it a good kick. Anyways, so.
Oh. Gotcha.
Like an espresso. That's all. Like an espresso. So, anyways.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, getting back to it. You could get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can get at us on the X thing for Mike. It would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it'd be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro. So, we talked about how the Pacers got here. Let's talk about how the Thunder got here. And they played a Memphis Grizzly team, right, in the first round. I think what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to make people realize and understand the Pacers' route is it's pretty impressive. That's all I'm really trying to say. They played the Grizzlies 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 games, right? 1, 2, 3 – nope, just 4 games because the Grizzlies couldn't – get that gentleman's sweep. They beat them in 4. They ran them out the building, and then the Memphis Grizzlies decided to get rid of Desmond Bain and all that jazz, right? Maybe Jaws on the move. Maybe I don't think they are, but you hear these rumors about Jackson and Ja Morant potentially. I don't know if that's really going to happen, but we did see the Bain thing happen. So they get through them in 4, okay? I don't think that that's – I'm not that impressed, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Here's where I am impressed, though, because they did play the Denver Nuggets, who we all know won the chip a couple of years back now, right? And look, they were a good team. The thing that hurt the Denver Nuggets was they didn't have the depth that the Oklahoma City Thunder had, okay? And that ultimately, that was the difference. And they did a hell of a job guarding Joker. Like, they did a hell of a job guarding him. Caruso was fan-frickin-tastic against Joker. So that was an impressive series win, in my humble opinion. A really, really impressive one. Okay, so now you get to the Western Conference Finals where we were all fooled. Okay, we were all freaking fooled by Ant-Man and the Minnesota Timberwolves, because here's what we learned about them. They are able to beat the senior citizens, okay? LeBron James, a banged up Steph Curry, Draymond Green, you get where I'm going, okay? They were able to beat the senior citizens, and they did it very convincingly, which led us to a thought that we were going to have a gripping and compelling Western Conference Finals, right? Well, it didn't happen, my friend. That was five games. They lost in five to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So the Oklahoma City Thunder play the Memphis Grizzlies. They sweep them. They gentlemen sweep the T-Wolves, and then they have a tough one with the Denver Nuggets, and now they got a tough one with the Indiana Pacers. I guess my point of what I'm really trying to say to you, and I want your thought on this, obviously, I almost feel like the Indiana Pacers are absolutely the more tested team thus far, and I think they've had a tougher route to get to where they are, because they played teams that were better than the teams that Oklahoma City played at that moment in time. And again, you know, you can't take away the records. The records are the records, okay? So they beat a Cleveland team that was really good throughout the season, okay? That is facts. They beat a New York Knickerbocker team that was pretty good throughout the season, but they actually peaked in the postseason. So that was impressive, right? And then they beat a Milwaukee Bucks team that none of us were really talking about as far as really doing any damage. But I think that they had more resistance from those teams than what the Thunder got from the teams, except for the Denver Nuggets. Is that fair?
Oh, it's absolutely, pardon me. It is absolutely fair for that assessment that you made. I do think that Indiana is the more tested team, and I think they're the more tested team in terms of being down big, making comebacks, making shots, having Tyrese Halliburton do what he's done during the playoffs, and hitting shots against Cleveland, getting shots down in crunch time against your Milwaukee Bucks, hitting shots against the Knicks to win the game. So, I mean, there's a plethora of circumstances that you can take from Indiana's run to game seven of the NBA Finals this evening that you can certainly make the argument that they've been tested. They don't get rattled. That's the thing with Indiana. I haven't really seen them get too rattled during the playoff run, and that they look at each other like, hey, we're still playing. We're in this. The game is not over. And like you said, they keep coming. They keep, no lead is safe with them. They have a mentality. And once you do that a few times, Andy, you know this, that, you know, you make a comeback from being 15 down, you know, with 3 minutes to go, or you get 20 down and you come back and you win, and you do that a few times over, that becomes a mentality in your head for all those players in Indiana that we're never out of this. And for the other teams, the Milwaukees, the Clevelands, the New Yorks, and now the Oklahoma City, you can't rest. You can't take your foot off the gas when you're playing Indiana, because Indiana's not gonna take their foot off the gas in terms of coming back and winning. And I'm telling you, today, I mean, I preach this to whoever listens, you know, my own two kids, and we're watching the game together. I'm like, the longer this team hangs around, the tighter it's going to get in Oklahoma City today. And we'll see how, you know, everybody talks about all this youthful, athletic Oklahoma City team. Yeah, they're youthful. They haven't done anything yet. They don't know how to close out a Game 7 just yet in the NBA Finals. And, you know, Indiana's a little more, they're a little bit more seasoned. They're a little bit more veteran leadership on a team. Pascal Siakam, he has a chip. He has a ring with Toronto. He knows what it's like to close out in the NBA Finals. So, you know, with Indiana, concerning yourself with Indiana, I'm telling you, they're in this, and this game is going to be close today, and it's gonna be a fun watch. I mean, what's the betting line or whatever? It's like 6.5, right? Like what, yeah, whatever it is, or 6 or something like that. I'm telling you, if it's close down the stretch, man, it's going to get interesting for those fans at the Paycom Center there in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, no, it is going to be a good one. We're going to get a good game, man. It's been a great series. Why would we think it would be anything different? Okay, so I've got a question for you. I've been thinking about this as you were talking. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Shai Gilchrist-Alexander versus Tyrese Haliburton. And I am of the impression that they're both superstars. And I don't care what people say about this, that, and the other, the scoring or, you know, inconsistencies or this or that, whatever it is, okay? At the end of the day, we cannot dispute this. They are both the straw that stirs the pot for both of their teams. And my question is this, and if we don't have enough time because we're about to go to break, but I actually think it's a pretty interesting question. And I thought about it. I manufactured it while you were just talking. Would you rather have Shai Gilchrist-Alexander as your superstar, or would you rather have Tyrese Haliburton as your superstar? And I guess what I mean by that in general, Mike, is I feel like Tyrese Haliburton can hurt you in several different ways, whereas Shai Gilchrist-Alexander really hurts you in one way. And I think that people are disrespecting the dynamic of Tyrese Haliburton out on the basketball floor and the things that he can do. So think about that during the break and tell me which star you personally would prefer to be playing with alongside them. Because I think it's interesting. I might pick Tyrese Haliburton over Shai Gilchrist-Alexander. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Alrighty, people, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, coming to you live from Payson, Arizona, where, Mike, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but 75 degrees, the wind is howling, it's a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, I can hear the wind blowing through the trees in the backyard, and Flash is enjoying himself, loving the outdoors, and we're having a good time, man. That's kind of what life is all about. And speaking of a good time, NBA Finals, Game 7. I asked you a question before we went to break about which, in my opinion, they're both superstars. And I'm talking about Tyrese Halliburton. And I'm talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And they do it different. Which guy or which superstar would Mike Wilson like to be playing alongside? And I don't think there's a bad choice. Let's keep it real, right?
Right. Now, if I was to just want a scorer, give me Shai. Like Shai can fill the stat, can fill the scores, you know, that kind of thing up. But I'm kind of with you. I may go with Tyrese Halliburton because he can do more things at a better level than SGA. Tyrese can get his other teammates involved and get them flowing, and he tends to do that. And like he's not a guy typically that just starts shooting the ball and gets 10 to 12, 14 points right off the bat or in the first half kind of thing, and he's getting his. He's trying to get, you know, Nembhard involved. He's trying to get Siakam involved, you know, and TJ McConnell, and you know he's trying to set his teammates up and get them playing at a higher level. I like how Tyrese passes the ball. He's a distributor. I look at Tyrese as a distributor first instead of a scoring type point guard. And you know the other thing with Tyrese, he's a little bit more emotional. He's going to shoot his you know what at other players. He's going to talk his game. And the other thing I like about him, he's still going to talk his game if the game's not going the way he wants. And that's a confident guy when you can do that. Just not when you know, just not when you're ahead can you talk smack, or when it's tied. The measure of the measure of a guy is when you can still talk smack and you're down 5-10 points. So I think for me, I probably tend to go with Halliburton simply because he gets everybody else involved and he's looking to do that first instead of getting his.
Speaking of getting everybody else involved, okay, brother, you nailed it. Okay, it just happened. This is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. The Kevin Durant sweepstakes have happened, my friend, and you called it. You called it. I'm giving you some props, bro. You said Houston would be the team. And Houston is the team, my friend. And I got to get your thoughts, because I'm a little bit puzzled. I'll be honest with you. When you look at what the Suns are getting in return, Kevin Durant's value isn't what people thought it was, in my humble opinion. Are you ready? The Phoenix Suns are trading two-time NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in the 25 draft, and five second-round picks. Desmond Bane went for five first-round picks. That's all I'm trying to say. I think looking at this right now, what the hell are the Suns doing? I'm being dead serious, man. They got no size out of this. They got Dylan Brooks, who I like. Don't get me wrong. I like him. He's feisty. You know, we were talking about guys that like to get after. He's feisty. Jalen Green, I think he's very athletic. I think he's young. I think you got some youth here. But I don't look at this as a really good deal for the Phoenix Suns, my friend. What say you?
The five second round picks, who really cares? Because, you know, Houston's a halfway decent team and they had a good record and stuff. So the second round picks is what it is. I wonder what they're doing too. Like Suns just got a new coach. And I wonder how Jalen is going to play with Booker. Like how is that dynamic really going to go down? And now, like you said, there's no size. You know, Dylan Brooks he's about 6'7" ish, 6'8" ish, something somewhere in there. He's a very good defender. Offensively, he's okay. He can give you 15 to 20, but he's also going to cause you some headaches as well, because he'll do some just really mind-boggling, stupid kind of stuff on the court. But I just wonder what they're going to do with that number 10 pick. Who are they going to focus on to get a number 10 pick? Because if you're picking 10th, you're picking 10th now. There's going to be some quality there. In Houston, just signing Ime Udoka to a contract extension, making him one of the highest paid coaches. And he's a kind of a defensive coach, but now he has Kevin Durant. And it's going to be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out with the rest of the guys on the Houston team. So I think there's certainly more questions going forward for Phoenix, because you and I both agree they screwed themselves getting Bradley Beal in his no trade clause and stuff, and really trading guys off the bench. They ship guys off to New York and Brooklyn and stuff, and those were solid bench guys. So from a Houston standpoint, all day long, like that's going to benefit them. I think Phoenix, it's a wait and see, my friend.
I'm a little shocked that this is the deal they made with all the assets that Houston had. I don't know. I think I would have wanted more right now versus more in the future.
Right.
And I know that the Suns have, you know, kind of limited themselves for the future because of what they did. I think this is their way of trying to maybe get back in the mix a little bit, and maybe they're not done. That's all I can say is maybe they're not
right.
done, because I don't know where any size is. They're hurting up front. This was an interesting move, to say the least, when you think about all the assets that Houston had, and those are the assets that they wound up getting. I'm shocked. All right, bro, let's get back to the real important thing, which is Game 7 and the Oklahoma City Thunder at home playing this very, very tough-minded Indiana Pacer team that just doesn't quit, and they keep fighting, and they could be very poised to go out there and win a Game 7 on the road where there's no pressure. Like, for real, man. I mean, yeah, there's pressure, but you get it. The pressure's solely on
right.
the Oklahoma City Thunder, man. And I don't, anybody that tells me different, they just don't know anything about sports. So with that being said, how much of an advantage do you give Rick Carlisle in this coaching? Because I truly believe that the three games that they've won, game one they stole. But the other two games that they won, they were relatively impressive. And the coaching adjustments that Rick Carlisle made, I think, were really big. And then obviously game six, not only that Tyrese Halliburton was available, but I hate to say it, man, or I don't hate to say it, I love to say it. I think that was the best he's actually looked in this series as far as the way that he was moving. So either they pulled the wool over everybody's eyes here with how they went about it, or that he really wasn't that hurt in the first place. But to me, he looked really fresh. He looked really good. He got to his places. He was shooting the ball well, and he had no fear. I think that's ultimately the really big thing is you got to play with no fear in a game seven. And I think Tyrese Halliburton could have himself one hell of a game again, because he can do it in many different ways. So who do you think has to step up if it's not Tyrese Halliburton and if it's not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for both of these teams to go out there and win today?
Oh, I think certainly for Oklahoma City, it has to be Jalen Williams has to show up. I think Chet Holmgren has to show up.
And he hasn't
well.
Shown up a lot. Let's keep it real. Chet hasn't shown up a lot.
Right.
So that would be huge
right,
for him. I
right.
agree.
Right. And, you know, on the other side for Indiana, obviously Pascal Siakam has to show up. And, you know, look, in game six, Pascal had a pretty good game. He had 16 points, but he also had 13 boards. And he gets up and down the floor. He causes, you know, fouls to be made on him as well. Nembhard, I'm a big fan of Nembhard.
I like him.
That kid, he gets right up in SGA. I mean, they're childhood friends. They play on the Canadian national team together. He knows what SGA likes to do. He knows the spots that SGA likes to get to. And on the other end, in game six, look, Nembhard was making some threes in the first half to take some of that pressure off of Halliburton, you know, to score and to kind of get everybody else involved. I think with Indiana, Mathurin off the bench has to kind of show up a little bit, hit some shots. I think what was it in game five or game six? Mathurin had 27 points off the bench. If he can do something like that, it's gonna be a good game. But I mean, it is for both teams, Andy. You know, it's all hands on deck, man. There is no tomorrow. This is one game. Winner take all for the championship, popping the champagne, get the parades, get the ring. Like, everybody has to be just locked in and just ready to go and do whatever it takes, obviously within the rules, to win this game.
Yeah, I think TJ McConnell, you know, he could be special today. He could be extremely special today. That kid has an outside chance at being the MVP of this series, which is absolutely incredible. I think that, you know, you mentioned it, Mathurin, Nimhardt, who's done an unbelievable job of defending Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And I know he's had his fair share of games where he's gone off, but he's making it extremely difficult for Shai to get those buckets, and he's making him shoot a lot to get those buckets, a lot more than he's had to all season long. We're coming back with final thoughts and obviously parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He'd be Mike Wilson. I'd be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Real quick before we get out of here, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. On that X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. Parting shot time. You're up.
Hey, parting shot, and we didn't talk about it today. College Baseball World Series, man. LSU and Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina, man, they are the darlings of the College World Series. They won it last time they were in here. They got a great team with a great coach, and it's no nonsense. I am absolutely pulling, even though they lost the first game to LSU, 1-0. I am still pulling for those Coastal Carolina kids and that organization and that school, because I think it would be a great thing to see a smaller school, not an LSU or an Arkansas, win the College World Series. So good luck to them today and on Monday.
Yeah, impressive run. I think they're, the hottest team in all of college baseball, you know, coming into that. So I think they had won 26 straight or something like that. Very impressive, obviously. And good luck to both of those teams later on today. And hopefully we get a game three. Let's keep it real, man. You know how I am. I like to see things get taken to the max. So let's hopefully Coastal Carolina can rebound and get ourselves a game three there. Look, man, my parting shot is this. It's game seven, bro. Those are my two favorite words in all of sports. And a lot riding for both of these teams. As you alluded to, first time that one of these teams is going to be a champion. And maybe the second time for Rick Carlisle. And honestly, an unbelievable run by the Indiana Pacers. We thought the Thunder was going to be here. We didn't think that the Pacers would be here. Let's go get it done, man. Tyrese Halliburton shut the world up today. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert on the other side, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.